Thanks, team.
Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Weirdly, that's the intro. I don't know why that's playing now, but that's okay. I'm just going to quietly fade it out. So go get that out of the library. Maybe don't watch it. And we'll be back with Themo and a news roundup for you very shortly on the BFM Breakfast Show.
Do you like yummy food?
You're not going to ask me if I'm a dick?
Why? Do you think you're a dick?
Nah, just like last time we did this.
Treat your tum this summer with the Lucky Taco Fiesta Kit. Everything you need to make Lucky Tacos at home in just 10 minutes. Tasty, spicy, fresh, Lucky Tacos make you feel good. So why not make it a ritual? Pick up a Lucky Taco Fiesta Kit at your local Faro Fresh or get free delivery direct from the HQ at theluckytaco.co.nz.
Drive between Key Street and the Ngāpipi Bridge starting early February. We are extending the cycleway from Key Street up to the Ngāpipi Bridge and will also be raising the height of the road in some sections to protect against flooding. During the works, drivers may experience delays on Tāmaki Drive during peak travel periods, so you may want to change your route or, if you can, travel outside peak hours. For more information, head to at.govt.nz.
Don't talk to me before I've had my coffee.
Totally, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, you are a bit.
A bit what?
You know, on edge.
What are you talking about, mate?
I'm talking about the edge and how you're on it.
Oh, prove it!
Coffee is important.
That's why you deserve to get it from the best. Espresso Workshop is your local independent coffee roaster. Their dedication to the craft makes coffee that just tastes better. Cafe, business or home, Espresso Workshop have you covered. Go to espressoworkshop.co.nz.
Hey man, do you have anything by Eat, Pray, Hate?
Sure, coming up.
Oh, you're just gonna play it?
Yes.
You're not going to say it's not in the system or you'll try find it, but you're not sure or you don't take requests?
This is the request show.
Shit! When does the next show start?
Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m, the Jukebox Parlour is taking all your requests and we know you have requests. Jukebox Parlour with Soon. Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m, only on 95BFM.
This is the new track from Themo. Talking Now is the name of it. It's from their wonderful cassette that you can get through their Bandcamp called True Love Fades. It's got a lovely cover image, yellow drawing of a girl and a little chick coming out of an egg, which is very cute. So jump on the Themo Bandcamp page if you want to grab a cassette for your stereo or your old car.
Check my keys, miss a beat, and remember how to breathe through that hole in my head. But what are you still doing there? I don't know if I was right. All I know
That was Femo with Talking Now. That's currently number 2 in the 95BFM Top 10. You can jump on the Femo Bandcamp page if you want to get yourself a cassette. And if you want to vote for anything you like the sound of on 95BFM, it's very easy. All you have to do is text the word vote and then the name of the artist and the track to 5395. Or you can do it through the website as well, and Amelia will tally up all your votes and play them for you on the Top 10 on Wednesday nights.
Beep, beep. Beep.
It's time for the news roundup.
Morena, Justin, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's happening on The Wire today?
So on The Wire, I first talked to Radio New Zealand chief executive Paul Thompson about recent changes made to Concert FM. Then Danoon will be talking about a sugary tax. Then Ireland general election, the left-wing Republican Party Sinn Féin has broke the duopoly by two centre-right parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, over 100 years. And I will be talking, and I talked about this with our former BFM news teamer, Conor Nell. And finally, Danin also touched a little bit on employment statistics, on gender pay imbalance with Andrea Black of CTU. And that's
fantastic.
All for The Wire today.
Squeeze that all into 1 hour.
I'm trying to.
Oh, good
luck.
Good
luck,
Justin.
Packed show.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Justin.
Thank you. Beep. Beep.
That was the news roundup.
We have still got a Ready, Steady, Learn for you on The Breakfast Show this morning yet to come. Thank you for all your texts rolling in so far. It's lovely to hear from you guys this morning. If you want to send us a message, 5395 is the number, or you can call us on 309 3879. Somebody has texted in to say that they quite enjoyed Messiah and Bonfire of Destiny on Netflix.
I know a couple of people who are absolute besotted by Messiah.
So that's some TV shows you can maybe watch if you don't want to watch.
I haven't watched it yet, but
Lock and Key, as we would be recommended by Sam to avoid doing. So there you go, there's a couple of Netflix shows. We're going to play some Alalas for you, playing very shortly in Auckland City.
Breezing into Neck of the Woods, February 15th, Alalas.
Thank you.
That's a new track from Vagabond. It's called The Wild, and it is collected in the Turning soundtrack, which has got a bunch of awesome musicians, including old mate Kim Gordon, and a bunch of other fantastic people like Cherry Glazer and Warpaint, Mitski, a whole lot of indie faves. And it is the soundtrack to a horror movie that I will not watch because I do not like horror movies, but I do like the soundtrack to that, so that's a lovely bonus. Somebody texted in to say, what were those shows on Netflix that you recommended? It was actually a recommendation from a texter who apparently said that Messiah and The Bonfire of Destiny are very good. So if that sounds like something you could be into, that is a BFM listener to BFM listener recommendation there. This is Anne Peebles with If This Is Heaven. You're on 95BFM. Morena, no mai haere mai, ki te hōtaka parakuihi. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It is. And this morning we've got Dr. Joanna Chu in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for coming up. We're talking about some interesting topics this morning. Text tips to boost parenting confidence.
Yes.
So, what department at the university are you involved with?
I am at the School of Population Health, which is under the Faculty of Medical and Health Science. Yeah.
And so how did you get into being interested in, I guess, parenting? How does that sort of fall into the School of Population Health?
Well, I guess parenting, it's sort of a very common thing, and I'm a parent myself, so I sort of know the challenges and demands, and you know, it's rewarding but it's also demanding, and so I'm quite personally interested in sort of how we can better support parents. And
totally,
yeah,
so this is sort of focusing on adolescent age children.
Yeah,
why that age group?
Well, if you have a look around, sort of around our society in terms of the types of support available, you'll see that there are quite a few for parents of younger children.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look around, there's not actually a lot for parents of adolescents.
And right.
Particularly, we know that what adolescent, you know, their developmental stages are really different from what a young children is.
Yeah.
And so that was sort of the idea behind this sort of study.
Cool. So how does this sort of, I guess, work? Because you're talking about texting tips.
Yeah.
So is that tips to help parents communicating with their kids, or is it texts being sent to parents of children?
So it's basically a text messaging program where we send a daily text message to the parent. It's about providing them with sort of positive parenting strategies,
mm-hmm.
Such as how you can better communicate with your adolescent. It's also about taking care of yourself as a parent, which is really important. It's also providing them, because we know text message is quite limited in terms of, it's only about 160 characters, so mm-hmm. it's quite short. So it's sort of like a tip or sort of a daily, you know, reminder of,
yeah.
you know, how you take care of yourself as a parent, how you can better communicate with your adolescent, and also providing them links to resources if they want to read more about it, and also where to seek support if they do need it.
So is this just a trial at the moment, or is this being rolled out as a program?
We have actually completed the study. So it was a study where we sort of enrolled 221 parents into either the parenting intervention or sort of a waitlist control group where they had mm-hmm. to wait for the program. And we actually found quite good significant results. And so I guess, you know, we can talk about the results in a bit, but I guess the really next stage, what I really want to focus on, is how we can actually provide this on a
okay.
larger scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this something that you'd imagine you'd hope there'd be maybe some government support or sort of broader funding for?
Definitely. Or? And I think this is often the challenge with research, is once you've sort of done the research part, you know something is effective, how do you roll it out on the large scale, and who wants to fund it? How can it be sustained? And I guess that's just, it's something that will take time.
Yeah, totally.
As always.
So you said the results were interesting. What mm-hmm. did they sort of tell you about this?
Well, I guess what it was for us that was really sort of interesting or beyond what we was thinking was, we knew that a sort of a brief support program was going to be effective in terms of helping parents to feel more confident, but we weren't expecting so much, you know, significant changes in terms mm-hmm. of them, parents reporting lower stress level, better parent-adolescent relationship, and also about knowing where to seek support. And these effects were also maintained at 3 months, which was, for us, it was quite a good.
So is that 3 months after you sort of sent the last
text? Yes, so that was 3 months after the text, yeah.
That's so interesting. Do you think this could be something that would maybe roll out as an app or something like that? Could you imagine that being
a
future thing?
I guess, you know, with the technology and everyone's going for, you know, text messaging and they're moving on to the whole app, I mean, there's definitely a place for trialing an app. But mm-hmm. what we do find with a lot of apps at the moment is that the engagement isn't so high.
Right.
And what you do is people often download it, but then they don't actually go into the app.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess the idea behind the text message is that it's not something you ignore, because it pops up and then you see it, and you don't have to do anything more. And that was sort of the idea of really just having that little reminder for parents.
I think it is interesting because, as you're saying, there is a lot of support, or not necessarily a lot of support, but there's more support available for people with young kids, and it does seem to kind of drop off a little bit when you get to teenagers.
Yeah, and teenagers can be a really difficult one for teenagers to communicate with their parents, because you're like, oh, mum, go away.
Yeah, and I guess that's sort of a societal, or what we have a social belief is that, you know, when teenagers get to teenagers, they're sort of, you know, parents back off and they try to gain more independence. But it's also more than ever that we actually need to support parents, and parents still play a really important lives in the roles of, you know, in the lives of adolescents. And so it's really important that while you're setting that boundary, letting them, you know, try to be more independent, that you are still saying that, you know, you're supporting them, showing that you love them, and really how you sort of negotiate your relationship with a teenager is sort of a really big task. Yeah.
So what is an example of one of the messages you might receive if you were part of this?
Yeah, sure. So one of them is about chores. we talk about, you know, chores is probably not the most interesting topic for teenagers. So how about choose something that interests them and, you know, really have a conversation with them. It's also about, we sent out a message about taking care of yourself as a parent, where you don't need to do this all alone. You're not expected to do miracles. So do seek support when you need to. Yeah.
So is it, it's, it sounds like it's the kind of thing that maybe a lot of people might know, but maybe need that reminder of as well.
Yeah. And I think a lot of, you know, with parenting, particularly, I think there's a sort of often that sort of idea that parenting should be done alone. Mm-hmm. But we know that, you know, parenting, and as people say, it takes a whole village to raise our kids. And a lot of the time, I think we're moving away from that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So this is just really a reminder that, you know, it's not, you know, getting some help is not necessarily seen as failed parenting.
No.
But, you know, it's definitely something that I think, you know, as all parents, sometimes you do need that sort of support.
Absolutely. Yeah. You need to sort of be able to reach out or recognise that other people can also assist you in that.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Well, it sounds like really fascinating research. I'll be really interested to hear, you know, where it goes next.
Hopefully
a bit of government funding, something like that.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much, Joanna, for coming and speaking to us this morning.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
It certainly was, and we're going to listen to the Mint Chicks now. You're on 95 BFM Breakfast.